hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Yeah. And today, we're doing a very special holiday edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates.
Well, isn't that festive?
Yeah, we're going to pose two of our listeners against each other in the spirit of Christmas to find out whose dating life is the most tragic, and all the stories that they're going to tell will be holiday related in some way. That is the challenge that they have today. I'm going to explain the rules in just a minute, but first let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, she always brings along a pair of handcuffs on her dates. Not for anything obscene. It's just to stop herself from being too eager. Meet Handsy Nancy.
Hey, guys.
I'm lashing myself to the chair right here to make sure I don't grab anything. I'm not supposed to.
And in the other corner, the last three guys she's met off Tinder, she actually had to physically run away from.
Oh, God.
No.
Wow.
It's Gazelle Rochelle.
Oh, no. Hi, everybody.
Good thing you're fast, Rochelle.
I imagine her head pokes up, too, like a gazelle. Like, what?
She's finicky. Here's how the game works. One contestant will tell a short story about a terrible dating experience they've had. Then the other will counter with a nightmare date of their own. We're going to go back and forth for three rounds. And at the end, we'll vote on a winner. All right. Are our contestants ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nancy, we're going to kick it off with you. What do you got?
Okay, so this guy off Tinder asked me out like a week before Christmas, and when he showed up, he surprised me that it was a caroling date.
Okay.
Cute.
So wait, you guys were going to do the caroling?
Yes. So I don't sing. Like, I would never fancy myself a singer, but he said it was for charity.
I can relate. Brooke, stop looking at me.
I'm staring at Alexis because I think it's giving her anxiety just thinking of this situation.
But she's saying it's for charity, so of course you got to do it.
And Christmas songs are pretty easy to sing for the most part.
So, Nancy, how'd it go?
So we go to the first house and just sing, you know, a simple Christmas song. And I thought I did pretty good, right? I was like, okay, this isn't so bad.
Yeah.
But then after we're walking to the next house, my date leans over and he was like, hey, do you think you could just lip sync for the rest of the houses?
Oh, yeah, you were a little flat back there.
Oh, ouch. Okay, moving on.
Oh, wow.
Come on, don't take it that serious.
Rochelle, what do you got for us?
Okay, so I booked a date to go to a mall with a guy to do holiday shopping together. And he said he would meet me by the mall Santa photo area. So I showed up and I was waiting for a few minutes. And then I hear,
ho, 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 are you Rochelle?
Oh, no.
Santa!
Oh, my God. So I ended up going shopping with the mall Santa for about an hour.
No way.
Then we ended up eating at T.F. Chang's with his costume on, and he stayed in character.
Oh, dude. God. There's like a huge line of kids just waiting.
In character, that was Santa, okay? I don't know what your problem is.
Santa needs to buy some lingerie for Mrs. Claus. Why don't you try this on?
I didn't know that they were in an open relationship, but apparently.
Going on to round two, Nancy, we're back to you. Give us your best shot.
All right, so I was texting with this guy right before our first date, and I said that this is going to be the first year that I wasn't going to have a Christmas tree.
Okay.
So he offers to take me to one of those tree nurseries that we can cut down a tree for me.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cute. Okay, great. So, you know, we're out there in the woods, and he pulls out some mistletoe, right? Ooh. And I'm like, okay, this is kind of cute. And so we have this really nice kiss in the snow.
Okay.
And then, you know, a few minutes go by, and we're walking around, and all of a sudden he starts itching, like, all over his neck and his hands.
Right.
And so I realized that when we looked at the mistletoe, it wasn't actually mistletoe, it was poison ivy.
Oh.
I had to take him to the emergency room after that.
Oh no.
This bush should do.
Yeah.
Snip.
All right, Rochelle, can you beat that story?
I met a guy online, and we decided to go on a fun sledding date on this big hill.
Okay.
And about halfway down the hill, we lost total control and fell off.
But
the sled kept going all the way down to the bottom, and it slammed right into a parked Lexus, and it dented the car.
Oh, no.
So, get this. My date immediately takes off running.
What?
And I'm stuck being yelled at by the owner of the car for the next half hour.
Oh, you thought you took the ball. Santa
Ouch.
Claus would have never done that to you.
No. All right, so we are on to the third and final round. This is your last shot, Nancy.
All right, so this one guy asked me out to dinner, and beforehand, he suggested that we do just like a little simple gift exchange, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so we're at the restaurant, and we decided to exchange the gifts before the food comes out.
Okay.
I got him, like, you know, like a little inflatable basketball with a small hoop because he's into sports.
That is cute. That's a good, yeah.
Clutch.
Thank you. He gave me a bunch of birth control pills that he said were his ex-girlfriend that he left at his place.
Please tell me he was like, look,
what?
You're
going to
need these.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was thoughtful of him.
No.
You don't want him to go to waste.
Oh, my God.
Fine, I'll take them.
No.
All right. Rochelle.
She's like, thank you.
Rochelle, this is your last chance to counter. What do you got?
Okay, so I went to a guy's holiday work party with him because he needed a date.
Okay.
And he got so wasted, and he started going around telling everyone that the two of us were getting married.
Oh, no.
Yikes.
And then the worst part is later in the night, his boss actually came up to me and said, Benny said if I gave him 10 bucks, I could grind on you to Silent Night.
Oh, wow.
To Silent Night?
That whole sentence is so much.
The slowest grind.
Yeah, I know.
Where do they work?
All right. That final bell means that the round is over.
Wow.
Well, let's go to the judges and decide who the winner is. Alexis, who's your vote go for?
I'm going with Rochelle, the Silent Night. That did it for me.
Okay. One vote for Rochelle.
I got to give it to Nancy for the birth control.
Okay.
The birth control gift is so terrible.
We're even at 1-1, Jose. You get to decide it.
The winner with the slowest grind ever is Rochelle!
Right.
Congratulations!
Yes. Congratulations, Gazelle Rochelle. You are the Christmas queen of sadness this year.
And you ruined Silent Night for everyone listening.
I know. I'm going to hear it this year.
Well, you made it for me, so thank you. And text into 78592 if you'd like to be a contestant on the next edition of Battle of the Tinder Dates. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.